It's 10 a.m.
Wake up time!
And you're listening to Utah's most listened to sports radio show. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G. Presented by WCF Insurance. Reminding you to be careful out there. On 97.5 1280 The Zone in the Zone Sports Network.
The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. It is a Monday, which means it's time to catch up with James Empey right out of the gate. BYU suffering their first loss of the season to Boise State. James, obviously disappointing game. Talk us through what went on in that game, and how are you guys holding up after the first L?
Yeah. Good morning, fellas. Yeah, man. I mean, you guys watched the game. You kind of saw what went down, and so did everybody else. You know, it's kind of a rough one to lose in the way that we did, because, you know, we definitely had our chances. But, you know, our culture is built on love and learning, and that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna find a way to, you know, use this to get better. We're gonna find a way to, you know, eliminate some of the mistakes we made and move on. It's a long season, and we love the process, and we love each other, and we're excited to go.
So you guys are holding up okay, James?
Yeah, we're doing all right. And, you know, I haven't seen the guys since, you know, Saturday night, because we had Sunday off, and I look forward to getting back into the building and seeing everybody and getting started on this week.
You go in and you're up 10-0, it seems like, right out of the gate. And then, and I don't know if this was a coincidence or not, the rain really started to come down. Did that hamper anything in terms of timing or anything along those lines with the bad weather out there?
You know, it might have. I'm not a big fan of, letting the weather dictate things, you know what I mean? I think you got to play through, you know, whatever's happening, whether it's, you know, a hurricane outside or, you know, it's snowing like crazy and you can't see. You know, I've always felt like you got to be able to deal with it. And so I didn't think it was too much of a deal. But, you know, when that rain comes down, the ball gets a little slick and it can get tough to make some throws. And so, you know, we needed to run the ball and do some stuff like that. But, you know, it was really only raining for a minute. So.
So, James, you'd missed the game the week before, and back for this Boise State game. How did you feel through the game? How do you feel now? And how did this team, just coming out of this thing, did they come out of it okay? Everybody feeling okay?
Yeah, I mean, as for me, I'm feeling healthy. Bumps and bruises here and there, but, you know, it's football, man. You kind of love that stuff. And as for everybody else, I think we're all doing good. I think, you know, healthy. I think guys are ready to, you know, get back to work and hit the ground running, man. You can't dwell too much on a win or a loss. You know what I mean? You gotta move on to the next game, and I think that's what guys are ready to do.
So you were a little cryptic last week, and deservedly so. I mean, I understand you don't want to tip your hand on injuries and things like that, but did you know pretty much all of last week that you were going to play, or was that kind of a game time decision? Was it later in the week that you really felt like you were going to be able to go?
Yeah, I knew probably most of the week last week. I had to, you know, make sure that I could, you know, pass all the protocols, that I could, you know, play fast and do everything I needed to do, you know, functionally. But, you know, I kind of did all that stuff earlier in the week, and then was able to get back to work and practice and join the boys.
So, James, it was kind of tough, very difficult to watch Boise State find a way to slow down this BYU run game. And I watched the 4th-and-2 attempt that fell short about 60 times, just went back and trying to figure out what Boise State was doing. And correct me if I'm wrong, but it looked like they were really trying to fire through gaps with the down linemen, that they were slanting hard, firing through gaps, trying to get penetration to the backfield, and then trying to allow their linebackers to do work. Did you see that different as you were on the field? And what other things did you take note of that they were doing specifically to slow down that run game?
They had moments where they fired in the gaps like what you saw. But for the most part, I think they just tried to hold their gap. You know, they ran laterally, did a good job at holding their gaps and letting linebackers play off of them. They also did a good job at, you know, the coverage they were playing allowed them to have extra guys in the box that could come down and run support. And so they had a good scheme, they had a good plan, and a lot of times we didn't block it well enough. And so, you know, regardless of what they do, we got to be able to block it well enough. And, you know, we definitely need to get back to work and see what we can do to get better there. But like I was saying earlier, I'm excited about the opportunity, man. This is football. You got to love the process. You got to love the ups and downs, and got to love getting back to work.
You know, this is what's really impressive, because I think there's probably fans out there that are still hurting this morning, but the positive attitude in realizing that, hey, you know what? It's 1-0. Look, BYU hasn't gone undefeated since 1984. It's really, really hard to do, but this can still be a really special season. Where do you get that positivity from? Is that just kind of who you are as a person? Is it growing up a coach's kid? Where does that come from?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I would just give the credit to the culture and what we're trying to build here at BYU. We have high expectation for ourselves, and you know, it hurt nobody more to lose Saturday than all of us. You know what I mean? But it is football, and you play football long enough, and you learn that you know stuff happens, and you don't get a win when you make a lot of mistakes, right? And hats off to Boise. They played hard, and they made the plays when they needed to. They capitalized where we couldn't, and they won the game. And so, just knowing that, and just knowing how football is, you only get so many games. You work your butt off all year for just a few games, and you can't let one bog you down. You gotta be able to learn from it. Make changes, right? Learn from it, make changes so you don't make the same mistakes, and then move on to the next week. And I think, I think everybody kind of understands that, and we're excited to get rolling. Got a big game this week.
James, you guys have been fantastic at ball security. You have not put a ball on the ground all year long. And in this game, you had one from Tyler Algier and a couple from Lapina Katoa. Being the team leader that you are, how do you handle that? How do you and the team handle those fumbles?
Right. Well, and coach said this the other day. Those guys, they hold themselves to a really high standard, and nobody feels worse about it than those guys. So I know that they're gonna bounce back and get back at it. And you know what? Sometimes those things happen, and we got to understand that. And it just kind of all happened at once. And so, Still trust those guys 150%. Wouldn't want to go to battle with anybody else. Those guys are harder on themselves than anybody. So they just need to know that, that we trust them and that we love them. And we're glad that they're on our team and moving forward with it. You know what I mean? And so, maybe if we were hustling a little bit more, an old lineman might have been by the pile and been able to hop on that thing. There's always things that we can do to hopefully get those things back. And, obviously we all fell short at some point. And so just got to, pick it up and move on, and those guys will be better.
When you guys are in the huddle and you're in these fourth down situations, there were multiple fourth and go fours in this game. When you get the call that, maybe you're 50 or just behind on your own 45, and you're getting the call to go for it on fourth down, what is the emotion that you and everybody's experiencing in the huddle?
Well, we're really confident. We believe we can pick up any fourth down, and obviously we weren't that good at it on Saturday night, and love the fact that Kalani's confident in us, and Kalani and A-Rod and everybody's confident in us, and they'll let us go for it on fourth down. We live for that stuff, and we do it often. You know what I mean? And so it's nothing like earth shattering or mind blowing, but it's just another down that we got to get the first. And we love that they have confidence in us, and we got to do a better job at getting the job done so that they keep doing that.
James Empey joining us here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network. This is why, and I appreciate you doing this, and this is why we're excited to have you on every week, because only a very, very select few get to play football at this level. So it's always fascinating to get inside the locker room and how the relationships are. You mentioned the fumbles and how the players aren't down on those guys, and everybody can do a better job. And I think it's fascinating because, you know, you could have an offensive lineman who misses a block on a blitz, or a guy fumbles the ball. Like, there's going to be mistakes during the course of the game. And for the most part, that seems like that's a sign of a good team when guys rally around each other instead of pointing fingers.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and there's probably a lot of people kicking themselves when they watch the film from Saturday. You know what I mean? Nobody was perfect in that game. And like, you know, we said earlier, everybody at some point made a mistake that hurt a little bit. And you just kind of got to move on to the next play. You got to figure out a way to learn from it and move on and get better from then on. And, you know, the guys, I wouldn't want to be on any other team is what I'm saying. I love the guys. I think we got the right people in every spot, and we just got to, you know, get back to work and look forward to this next game and make things happen.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this next game. The Baylor Bears, part of the Big 12, which is the conference BYU is going to be a part of here in a couple years. You got to go to Texas. It's a nice 1:30 kick. I'm sure that you like that midday kick. I know I used to. You've got the midday kick, and you guys are still ranked. Baylor is 5-1. With their only loss coming to Oklahoma State, who I believe is undefeated. I think they were on a bye week last week. So this is a very good Baylor team. As you guys prepare to head to Texas to take on Baylor, what are some of your thoughts of this opponent?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've seen some of their games just from, you know, we have a lot of night games, like you kind of said. And so, you know, when you're kind of sitting in the hotel room on Saturday, you get to watch a lot of football. And you know, I've seen some of their games, and I made a point to watch some of their games because, you know, Grimes and Mateos are over there, and you know, they're good friends of ours, and you know, we always wish them well and that kind of stuff. But we're so excited to play Baylor. I think they have an offense that scores a lot of points. You know, I've seen the box scores, and they got a defense that plays hard. I think they got a lot of really good athletes on that. Defense, especially where, you know, it'll be, you know, a significant challenge. And I think, you know, the boys are excited about that because, you know, we get a chance to prove ourselves and a chance to, you know, play against great competition. And I think they do a lot of good things scheme-wise, and the guys just play hard and are physical. So you wouldn't want any other challenge than to play them because they play with a, you know, a good style of football. So we're excited about it.
So I'm kind of curious from your perspective, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys are all given iPads with film, and is that stuff loaded up after the game? And do you spend time yourself over the weekend kind of looking at things before you get into some team meetings?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I told me and my wife, we're driving home after the game, and you know, we were hanging out, and she's like, "Hey, what do you want to do anything tonight?" And I was like, "Well, before I do anything, I gotta watch the film," because it was just eating at me. So, you know, that film is up right away. We have some of the best film people ever, man. They get the film up right away. They get it all set and ready for us to go. And so, by the time I got home, I had the film, and I was able to watch it right away. And then, you know, already till now, I've watched most of Baylor's games and most of the, you know, defensive snaps, and you know, our guys do a great job, and I think our team does a good job at, you know, studying the film. We have lots of resources, and they make it easy for us to, you know, get a head start.
James, I wanted to ask you a little bit about Ben Bywater. He's obviously a freshman, but he's been around the program a little while, and I guess I'd call him a COVID freshman, and he has just come out of the gates, made some big plays. He's been a fantastic piece in that second line of defense. Just talk about Ben Bywater. What type of personality is he? What type of character, and what makes this guy such a tackle machine?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Ben has worked so hard. I you know, he's a COVID freshman. You know, so he's been around for a minute. I remember a few years ago him being on scout team and just just making us work, man. You know what I mean? And giving us good looks. And so, you know, I think Ben, he's one of those guys that just plays his butt off every snap. I think he's, you know, really accountable to himself and takes pride in what he's doing and, you know, studies hard, practices hard, does everything the right way. And, you know, I'm excited that he's having the season that he's having right now. And I hope he can, you know, stay healthy and keep it up. He's stepped up big, and been doing some great things. And so it's fun to have him on the team. And I think he's got a bright future.
So I wanted to ask you about post-game meals. I know that that's a ridiculous thing, but...
Hey, there's nothing wrong with
it. It was always important to me. Whether it was in the locker or, you know, as you're walking out of the locker. What is BYU serving the players in post-game meal nowadays?
Yeah, well, it usually depends. Most of the time on home games, they kind of asked us what we want to do, whether we wanted food or... if they would, you know, wanted to just a lot of some per diem. And I think most guys decide to go with the per diem, and then you can kind of go out and eat with your family or your friends or your teammates and stuff like that. And so most of the time it's just, you know, you get a little bit of per diem instead of a post-game meal, and you get to go out and eat with some friends. But there's, you know, we have a nutritionist, and there's always snacks in the locker room, stuff to eat during the game, and stuff, you know, to keep your energy levels up and all that stuff. And then there's usually some snacks afterwards. But, yeah, most of the time, you know, if it's an away game, they'll obviously feed us and usually some chicken or something from somewhere. But they take care of us. They take care of us and do a good job.
Always take the cash. I like it.
We didn't have the cash option, James. Otherwise, I would have definitely taken the cash.
That's impressive. Yeah, that's the one thing that always surprised me, because, you know, when I do these Utah State games and you're on the charter and stuff like that, those road games, it blows me away how much food is there. Like, you get a little box after you leave the stadium, and then you get on the plane and there's more. I mean, the amount of food that these guys go through is just ridiculous.
It's a lot of food.
Now, you guys play in a football game. We're just broadcasting, so that stuff goes right to the gut, man. There's no working that stuff off, but it's impressive.
Yeah, they take good care of us. You know, they take good care of us at home, and they take good care of us when we travel. There's always you won't go hungry, and that's a good thing.
Are you the chef in the family? Is your wife the one that does the meals? How do you guys split that up?
You know, we both just kind of split it up whenever we can. We both enjoy cooking and making you know, different things. I really enjoy cooking, and so it's a team effort for sure. But cooking can be pretty fun, man. You can make some good stuff.
Are you a video game guy? Like, what is a James Impey date night like with you and your wife?
This is what date night's like with me and my wife. We'll just go out and we'll find a restaurant we haven't been to before and go try some new food.
There you go.
that's our kind of day. Okay, what new restaurants are around? Oh, this one. Let's go try that. We have fun trying new places.
Nice. Well, James, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for coming on. I know it's tough talking about a loss, but a big one coming up against Baylor. Go get that win, all right?
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you guys.
You bet. Stay healthy, bud.
That's James Empey right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network as this team tries to get back on track. And this is always – I'm always a little concerned for BYU when that first loss happens. Because, and this is the thing that I think everybody's fired up about the Big 12, when you get into the Big 12, you take a loss, okay, that's fine, but we still have goals in front of us, we can do this and this and this, and at BYU, over the independence era, you suffer that first loss, and it goes from all this talk of maybe New Year Six or college football playoff to going to the Independence Bowl. Is that in Shreveport?
Shreveport, Louisiana.
Nobody wants to go to Shreveport in December. You might get some good food down there, but...
This is so depressing.
You know, that's tough.
I don't want the Independence Bowl sucks, man.
You went, didn't you have a trip to the Independence Bowl?
No.
Oh, it was Liberty Bowl you went to.
Liberty Bowl, yeah. I was gonna say.
Which is worse.
Memphis in December is not fun.
Well, I did the Motor City Bowl.
In Detroit, that's way worse.
Okay, and the Motor City Liberty thing, Bowl. Did you hear Norm Chow when he used to come on with us talk about that Motor City Bowl? Apparently, coaches at that game had all of the top-of-the-line Ford vehicles they could drive anytime they want.
Yeah.
Norm said it was so cold and so miserable, he didn't think a single car got driven the entire week.
That was terrible. Nobody went anywhere. It was the worst.
He said you guys just sat at the hotel.
I have ever experienced in my life. It was ridiculous. Those bowl games, the Independence Bowl, just sucks. Yeah, you're right. You know, you get into the Big 12 and things change. Like for instance, so Ohio State, they lose the second game of the season to Oregon, and all of a sudden it's like, oh well, Ohio State, what's going on? And you know, if Ohio State was an independent, that season would be wrecked to a certain extent. Well, Ohio State starts picking things up, and they're destroying Rutgers and destroying Maryland and blowing up teams. They've got Penn State coming up here where they can make up some real ground. But Ohio State still has an opportunity to win that conference, to be a conference champion, and maybe if it's just that one loss against Oregon, even though Oregon has shown that they're not good, or maybe they are, I don't even know. But Ohio State has a complete opportunity to restore order.
Yeah.
And BYU is not given that luxury. For instance, well, I don't have it in front of me, but let me just pull this up. For instance, so over the weekend, Alabama and BYU both lose. Alabama falls 4 spots. BYU falls 9 spots. Nobody gives BYU.
Doesn't seem right, does it?
And I know it's Boise State, and I understand that, you know, BYU lose to Boise State, but Alabama lost to an unranked Texas A&M team that might be good.
Lost to Mississippi State.
Yeah, exactly. And Texas A&M might be good, and they'd lost to Arkansas the week before. I don't know exactly how good Texas A&M is, but
good enough to beat Alabama.
Yeah, and so Alabama tumbles 4. BYU tumbles all the way down to number 19. And it's just an indication that nobody wants to give them an opportunity. Yeah. And unless they are that unblemished, beautiful team that's polished and is a clear champion. And sometimes, I went back and I watched this. Sometimes the team you're playing, they're paid to. They're getting their scholarships, and they're getting their food, and they are paid to, and they are highly recruited, and they are full of good athletes. And sometimes they show up to play a game. And Boise State flat out showed up to play a game. They showed up to play. I brought up that play with James.
Yeah.
On the 4th and 2. So on that play, they fired the gaps. Guy ran across James' face. Got about 4 or 5 yards in the backfield, but James did a good job of driving him in that direction, opened up the lane for Algier. Algier took one step. The backside 3 technique cut across. It cut through a combo block between Barrington and Freeland on the left side. And the combo might have left just a touch soon, but he just kept fighting across the face of Freeland. Kept fighting, and got himself into that play site A gap by staying in the backside B gap, and ends up squaring up with Tyler Algier. And Tyler, most of the time, will run over a guy. This guy buffaloed down.
Yeah.
He sank his hips, and he did not move backwards. And he had Freeland pushing on him. He had Barrington pushing on him. He had Algier pushing on him. And this number 94, this D tackle for Boise State, did not budge and stopped him on a 4th and 2 that led to 3 points.
Yeah, the Utah transfer. And Jackson Cravens.
Number 94 is Jackson. That's Jackson Cravens.
Yeah.
Huh? Well, he's very good.
Yeah.
And sometimes those guys show up to play.
That's 100%. That's your spot on. Sometimes the other guys got to burrow. And look, Boise State had been this the similarities, and we kind of joked about this last week. The similarities between this game and the role reversal in 2019 are startling.
Very.
Boise's undefeated. They're rolling.
It's crazy, isn't it?
And BYU's struggling. They're 2-4, and everybody's down on them. They have a backup quarterback, and they go into Boise, and they knock off Boise State. Whereas here, Boise comes down to Provo.
Third string center.
Their 2 starting corners are out. Their best defensive player got booted because of a targeting. And
they just played. Forced fumbles.
Yeah. Those 2 fumbles were just killer. Starting 2 drives inside the 25, just That was the game right there.
Horrible.
All right. Andrew Reinhart's with us from Wasatch Medical. Andrew, how are you?
Hey, Andrew.
Oh, how's it going today, guys?
Good. And there's a lot of guys out there that may not be having good days because they may have some struggles in the bedroom, and you can help alleviate that.
Yes, there are many guys. If things don't go well in the bedroom, they tend to not go so well outside of the bedroom in life. But at Wasatch Medical, we're helping so many men with ED, erectile dysfunction. This technology, backed by 50 studies now, the Cleveland Clinic, one of the biggest hospitals in America, they tested our machine, basically, and said clinical and statistical increase in blood flow. It treats the root cause problem of ED, gets the blood circulating the way it should. There are no pills or injections involved, thank goodness.
No doubt. And, of course, every time you call, it seems like you bring in some free to kind of help motivate people make that phone call.
Yeah, there is so much free today. If you're ready to regain your love life and treat the root cause, call us. You'll meet with our MD. He'll do an assessment, exam, and blood flow ultrasound free. You get the gift that produces immediate results in the bedroom. You'll love that, guys. Trust me. And if you're like so many that feel like you're low on testosterone, we'll do the blood work and the testosterone free today as well.
801-901-8000. Make that phone call right now. 801-901-8000. This is 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.